From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, I maintain why you just took them off. You look good with glasses.
It's uncomfortable with the headphones on.
Yeah, so. I can imagine that. And it's a good look for you.
I know what you look like, so I don't need the glasses for this hour.
Yeah, I look better when you don't wear glasses.
But it's very uncomfortable, but I have noticed. I mean, I can see so much better with the glasses on.
That's what they're for.
I used to just wear them for driving, but I've realized, like, There are things
I might need to see when I'm outside the car, too.
Well, you know, I think I'm a very awkward person, so I can be awkward sometimes. And I think a lot of that has to do with I don't know who's walking toward me. So it is nice to have glasses on when I'm walking out where
are
people
you,
might be.
I'm a tunnel vision person, like, a lot of times. It doesn't mean I don't have, like, you know, a good field of vision. I do when I want to. But a lot of times I am tunnel vision. I've been told like multiple times, it's at the gym usually this happens, but it'll happen in other places too. I will just like walk right by somebody I know. My brother-in-law's girlfriend said this to me like the last time I saw her. She's like, we walked right by each other and like I looked at you. And she might have even said that I looked at her, but it's just like I'm not looking. She's like, you looked like right through me. I'm like, sorry. I'm not paying attention to anything. That's probably very rude, but I just...
When I'm on a mission, yes.
Yeah,
the gym, like the grocery store. Even if I'm at a place and someone's text, hey, we're at such and such, right? You're at like, hey, we're at the bar. And I think you're at one point of the bar. I've walked by the people I'm trying to meet up with because you told me you were one place and I was focused on going to that place. The glasses have helped that though, because a lot of that had to do with I couldn't see to the back of the restaurant. Now I can.
Good
so
to
it's,
see.
It's helped a lot.
It is nice to see, as they say.
It is nice to see. Brian, before we get to topic, you know, Wednesdays for a while there, we were talking about things that annoy us, things that bother us. And I have two.
Complaints of the week. Go off.
Now, one might be me overreacting, but I got to go to the first thing. And I just think this is obvious. I've been guilty of it, but it annoys me now when I see it in writing. You know, a lot of people say things wrong and you let it go, but when it's in writing, the phrase is couldn't care less, not could care less. Could care less means you actually do care. There's room there for you to care less. So could care less is the opposite of what you're trying to say. It's couldn't care less. That's number one. I saw it today. That's number one. Number two, there is a commercial airing during Wheel of Fortune that I don't know. Brian, I'd like your take on this. It is a mother dropping her daughter off. And the commercial is she uses her seats to move forward to the wheel because her daughter has not brushed her teeth like she said she did. And then she sends her into school. Give her a Listerine strip. Give her some gum. Don't send her into school with stinky breath.
Why? It's the best way to learn. You know, you want your kid to brush your teeth? You don't say anything. You let everyone at school be like, hey, stink breath. But, guess who will be brushing their teeth tomorrow?
But that'll stick. That'll stick. There's other ways to learn. I don't want to send my child into school with stinky breath. Here's a Listerine strip.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to the dentist later on today. And
at the Motel 6 across the street?
No. You know what? Listen, I've never been the best teeth brusher in my life. Consistency or just time-wise or anything like that. Every time I go there, I'm fine. I do well.
Isn't
enough.
That funny?
Yeah. I don't know, good teeth genes or something like that.
But you're also, you don't eat a lot of sugar. Like, you're not, I don't see you chomping on candy a lot.
I try not to have any.
See?
Yeah. But.
So you're actually being great for your teeth.
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know, I never, every time it's like, you know, same person, every time, surprise. Like, oh, you know, yeah, you might want to floss a little bit more. Your gum's bleeding a little bit with the floss. I'm like, yeah, well, you know when the last time I flossed was? 6 months ago. I was sitting in this exact chair. Like, that's it.
Have you ever had a cavity?
Yeah. when I was younger, I did.
Drill once. Or laser?
It was definitely a drill.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I don't remember it being that bad.
The last cavity I had, which has been a while, it was pre-pandemic, and it was too deep for the laser, and they had to bring that drill out. And just talking about it makes that side of my mouth hurt.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I won't get into my best moments in the dentist chair, which I don't know, might be a little too early for that. But anyways, Joe, how about this news? So I saw something flash across the TV screen early this morning. I couldn't find what exactly they were talking about, but I kind of had an idea. So I did a little research. The global cloth diaper industry size is anticipated to increase from this number, first and foremost, surprising to me, from a $3 billion industry in 2023 to a $7 billion industry by the end of 2033. So in 10 years, they're expecting the demand for cloth diapers to more than double in size. Now, Joe, you're expecting a little one soon. I've got one in diapers as we speak. Cloth diapers.
Yeah.
You going green?
No way. No way. No, thank you. Hey, if that's what you do, good for you. There is no way I go to cloth diapers. And we've already got the bags for the disposable diapers. We've already got those, the scented bags, so it doesn't stink up the house. We're all set.
803-0930 here on WBEN, 803-0930 to join us. Cloth diapers. So now I'm ready for all the old-timers out there. No offense intended, but I'm ready for everybody out there to tell us that we are being sissies because that's all they used to use back in the day. I mean, they'd never heard of a disposable diaper before, you know, 1976 or whenever they really came out. But ever since the invention of the disposable diaper, I can't imagine people are turning back. Do you know anyone who uses cloth diapers?
I don't. I do know my parents will always talk about when I was born at the Syracuse University Hospital that they were using cloth diapers, and my dad ran out and got disposable diapers, and that was in 1988. I can't imagine that cloth diapers, number two, are as absorbed, absorbent as a disposable diaper. That's one of my things of, I've never seen a cloth diaper, so I don't really know what we're talking about, but I can't imagine that they're as absorbent as a disposable diaper.
You can put a pad inside there to absorb some of it, which, I mean, I don't know. I feel like
that defeats the purpose.
maybe. It certainly would not be as absorbent. The cloth diaper industry, this is where I found some of this information. The cloth diaper industry propelled by a rise in... these things don't make sense to me, by the way. Propelled by the rise in birth rate... I don't know why that would have any thing on it. An expanding elderly population. Again, I'm not 100% sure. Maybe that's more grandparents, and then you bring them over to your grandparents' house, and they're like, "Oh, what is this? No, throw them out. Let's put a piece of cloth on there." Urbanization, again, huh? I don't know. Maybe the trash doesn't come every week. Additionally, factors like upgrades in the diaper fabrics. I can imagine there's some technological changes there. And the incorporation of specific user-friendly features in diapers are pushing the sales of cloth diapers. Joe, do you know what my favorite user-friendly feature of a diaper is? It's disposability. That is my number one, if I had to say. The best thing is that when a diaper is soiled, I throw it out and don't have to wash it.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine a hamper of soiled cloth diapers just laying around?
I don't want to. I have enough soiled baby clothes.
Yeah, right.
To figure out. 803-0930, we'll go to Zach, who's joining us now. Zach, do you know anyone who's using cloth diapers right now?
I did about 7 years ago. I'm 32. I have a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old. I was cloth diapered. I actually have a little bit of an aversion to disposable diapers. I don't like the way they smell, the way they feel. Like, they ick me out. But the cloth diapers were great. I mean, they have waterproof covers. They have cute ones, different patterns. You snap over them. They're wet bags. So, like, if it's pee, you just toss it in the wet bag. If it's number two, you might have to flop it in the toilet real quick. But then you just put them in the bag, throw them in your washer, and it's great. I went through two kids. I never had to buy diapers. It was amazing. My daughter was potty trained at, like, 16 months. because they can actually feel when they're wet. With the disposable ones, they don't know when they're wet. They can walk around in it all day. The cloth ones, they know they're wet and they want it off, so they want to go on the toilet. It works.
How much laundry were you doing, you know, a week with cloth diapers?
Probably a bag every 2 days, every night. It wasn't a big deal. Like, literally, they have wet bags. They're smell-proof, waterproof. You toss the dirty diapers in there, and then you just flop it out into your washing machine, and there you go. My mom had a laundry service back in the day when I was a kid, so they would actually pick up the cloth diapers, launder them, and bring them back. But nowadays, you just use a washer, I guess. That's what we did, and it worked.
I just love the idea that you have an aversion to disposable diapers, but have no problem with just emptying out the contents of the cloth one.
Something about the smell of a diaper genie like gets me, like it makes me sick. I don't know if it's because I was cloth diapered or what, but.
Zach, thank you for the call. I'm with you on the diaper genie smell. And, you know, obviously, right? Like, you put a bunch of diapers inside one plate, yeah. Like, it's going to stink.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do to it. You can spritz it up. You cover it up. It doesn't make the whole room smell if you remember to close the lid.
Yes. That's a big.
Just in case someone's listening. but it's, you know, you open that up, you get the, I mean, it was my job to dispose of the bag. And yeah. I mean, it still is. Sometimes. I'll skirt around that when I can, because you open that thing up and it's just whoosh. That's the sound you have to make when you open up the diaper genie. Huh, still.
Not looking forward to that.
I would take that every day.
Instead of dumping the contents of the cloth diaper?
I don't know. I cannot wrap my head around having the messes I've seen my kids making diapers and turning that around and trusting my washing machine or just being like, yeah, this will be ready by this afternoon. I don't know. I want to take that. And I've taken clothes that my kids were clothes. If it's a big enough blowout, guess what?
Gone.
Out of here.
Yeah, out with the diaper.
It is going right in the diaper. I've done that before. But still, these things are getting more popular. Continuing from what I was looking at this morning, big conglomerates are zeroing in on the development of diaper products in an eco-friendly way to cater for an increasing demand for sustainable solutions, is what it says. I don't know. Sustainability, way to go. This is not going to be my first target.
I'm one of the cheapest people out there, right? If I can save money, I will save money. This is one I'm fine spending. I'm fine spending the extra money. The thought of a bag of soiled diapers going through it and putting it into the. Now I realize I'm gonna have to do more laundry, right? When you have a baby in the house, I understand that. I the idea of the cloth diapers. I'm sorry. Maybe you know, for some people, hey, it works out. You save a ton of money. Great. For me, I'm fine. I'll take the diapers. I cannot think of having to deal with that diaper a second time. Get what I'm saying? You throw it into the hamper the first time, and now the putting it into the washing machine, no thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to be handling a lot of gross stuff.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't, like, it's not, handling the diaper, I don't think is necessarily my aversion to it.
Okay, so that's my big deal. Is I will have to go back to this diaper that I threw in the hamper. The way I look at it now, once the diaper's gone, the only thing I have to look forward to is the, as you mentioned, opening the lid and throwing it out.
Handling is not my aversion to it. It's just, how often do I change a diaper now? I mean, it's pretty often. How often would that have to increase with a cloth diaper? Like, you would have that to too? Do it at least twice as much. The diaper right now, you put on, and by the way, there is a big difference between diapers. I always thought before my first was born, I was like, you know, it's a diaper. Look at what you do in it. Just get the cheapest one and slap it on there because, what are you doing?
That's my theory.
You're just going to the bathroom in it, like whatever. No way.
Good to know.
Absolutely not. They even make like the green, you know, quote unquote green disposable diapers stink. I mean, you might as well put them in nothing at all because you need a good one. And you, a lot of them are good. You put it on there and you don't have to worry. They make a huge mess. And guess what? They can still wear the same shirt. How is that ever true in a cloth diaper? I can't imagine my kids and what I've seen, what these eyes have seen. And I would need to bring not only a whole bunch of cloth diapers around, I would need to bring a new shirt or onesie for like every 30 minutes for my kids, because there's no way a cloth diaper can contain all that.
Yeah. See, that's another thing. That's my two main things. I don't want to have to see that diaper again. And number two, I just can't believe that they're as absorbent as the diapers, the disposable diapers that you buy in the store today.
But it's growing in popularity. I understand everybody who comments that, okay, we always used to do this. This is the way it always been. What's so wrong? We never did. There are certain times when a new technology comes out that you just don't need to go back. This is one of those times.
Yeah.
Like, there are, you know, I'm trying to think of a suitable example for this.
A tube TV and an HD TV?
Yeah.
You're not going back to tube TV.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, oh, okay. So, the phone. The phone used to be one phone in your house, and yes. Now everyone has a supercomputer in their pocket.
Yes.
And I can see why a lot of people would say, you know what, maybe we had it better in the old days. These things are, you know, rattle in our brains every 30 seconds. You're being addicted to the phone. Let's go back to the one phone on the house, and the phone doesn't have a screen. It just has a bunch of buttons.
Yeah.
I can see people wanting to do that. The TV is a good example. You would never take actually, the old tube TVs had good pictures, but like the 90s TV, the right. 90s box TV that had a, you know, not a great picture. It cost just as much money. You have this big crystal clear HD TV that you can get for the same price. Why would you ever go back? And that's like the diaper. It comes around, all right, you don't have to go through the process of changing your kid five times as often during the course of a day. You don't have to go through the process of scraping or washing or whatever you're doing to that cloth diaper.
Yeah.
And instead, you can just have this. It works. I'm going to guess it helps them sleep better through the night. You know, the caller mentioned potty training. You know, maybe it's always tough to say because you're speaking from personal experience. It's like maybe you lucked out. Every kid's different. We didn't have that much of a problem potty training our oldest. And, you know, we'll see the next time around if it's just different or if it's, you know, the way we did it or something like that. But we didn't have that much of a problem. He wore diapers, disposable diapers. You know what he also didn't have a problem with? Sleeping through the night. And we're starting to get there already with our youngest now.
Nice.
After a few months, you know, we're stretching that further. I can't imagine you have the success, just like what the caller said. Then you don't want to be in a wet cloth diaper. You do that in the diaper, you're going to be waking up all through the night.
That's right.
Number one, we'll focus on the potty training. Number two, let's get to sleep. And that's the disposable diaper. Great job, Pampers.
Staying asleep ranks higher than potty training.
Yeah.
To a certain extent.
Yeah, because you're never going to potty train a kid at 3 months old.
Right.
But there's a possibility you can get to sleeping through the night at 3 months old.
Oh, wow.
If you use a disposable diaper.
There it is.
And I value one over the other.
I do want to see this broken down, Brian, because I'm reading the article from Yahoo Finance, and it says that what's really bringing the stock up are, as you said, cloth diaper for babies, but also cloth diapers for adults are becoming a huge market now as well. And I'd like to see the splits between baby cloth and adult cloth.
Yeah.
What's more in demand?
I mean, am I wearing an adult cloth diaper right now?
Yeah, right? Aren't we all?
I mean, like, you know, if you're wearing underwear, is that not the same thing?
Yeah, I've never used it for that purpose, but
I just don't know. The adult demand, is that what's fueling this? I know what's fueling it. Hippies.
Hippies and
hippies.
And cheap people. Cheap people. As someone who is cheap, believe me, the idea of not having to pay for diapers, yeah, that's nice. I'll pay the money. I'll pay the money. I'm going disposable all the way.
Yeah, I don't know how, depending on how you do it, it might not be all that much cheaper. What about you? Are you the cloth diaper person? Do you know somebody who does it? Are they crazy or are they the smartest person in the room? 803-0930, BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on WBEN, are you or someone you know going back to cloth diapers? And I say going back because I thought that was a thing long gone, but apparently not. 803-0930. To join us here on WBEN, the cloth diaper industry size anticipated to increase from, and I can't believe it's this big right now, $3 billion. It's a $3 billion industry.
Wow.
To $7 billion by this time in 2033. Part of that, $3 billion. Part of that is, goes to my thinking. People mention these cloth diaper services.
Yeah.
At that point, I don't think you're really saving that much money, are you?
No, with that number, I mean, that's a surprising number. And you would think that less people use cloth diapers than disposable diapers,
well,
right?
Yeah, because, again, like I know a lot of people with kids. I remember hearing about somebody who was potentially or wanted to use cloth diapers. And almost all the time, Joe, when I hear about that, they never end up using the cloth diapers.
Okay.
It might start that way for like a week, and then that idea quickly goes into the diaper genie.
Are you kidding
with
me?
The rest of it. That is the furthest I've come to, hearing people actually use these things still.
I wonder, how many experiences are like that? Because a lot of people, as you said, Brian, might hear, wow, this will save you money, yada, yada, yada. And then, as you said, looking at the numbers, maybe it doesn't save you so much money and it's not worth the hassle. I'd like to hear how many people maybe started with cloth diapers, thought this was a great idea, and then we're running to the Pampers section at the grocery store.
All right. On the text board, a lot of people weighing in. Someone said, excuse me, that changing the diaper is just dependent on how many times the kid goes, whether you're using cloth diapers or disposable. Not entirely true. Sometimes yes, but you're just going, number one a little bit. You don't have to change that right away. And I don't know about every kid, but it happens a lot. Like, you're peeing here, you're peeing there, you're peeing everywhere. Like, it's just, you'd be constantly changing the cloth diaper instead of something that absorbs it a little bit and buys you a little time, right? I mean, you're in the car, taking a longer trip, anything over an hour. With a kid in the car.
That's a great point, yeah.
You have that time. I mean, generally speaking, you have the whole time before you have to change that diaper. You don't get that with the cloth.
It's the selling point of a lot of diapers, right? They get the blue liquid, they pour it into the, and baby will still be comfortable. Like, that's a great example there. You're in the car. You're driving somewhere. A cloth diaper, what are you doing? Pulling over and changing the diaper the next stop?
Yeah, not me.
And if you don't, then the car seat's wet. Now you got a whole other problem.
And someone said, when's the last time? Now, here's a good point. Someone's asking, when's the last time you changed any cloth diapers? And that would be never. So if you want to get me on something, this is not coming from firsthand experience. Because I just wouldn't use them. So, if you want to get on me for that, go right at it. Because I could be wrong in my perception of exactly how useful a cloth diaper is.
Could someone give me a clarification? Is the pad that you put in the cloth diaper...
Well, you don't necessarily always do that.
Okay, the picture I'm looking at has a pad in the cloth diaper. Is that reusable as well, or is that something that you throw away? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Brian, obviously you have a lot more experience. I'm not there yet. But the idea of cloth diapers never crossed my mind. And when you said something this morning, I couldn't believe it. Like you said, I didn't know anyone was still using cloth diapers. Apparently, $3 billion worth of people are using cloth diapers.
Yeah. Someone said you don't use the diaper genie. It's pointless. You just throw it out in the regular garbage or throw it out after every time. I would say yes, but that comes at a time. When they start eating solid foods, that diaper goes out of the house every time.
Okay.
Before that, you can use the diaper genie. Solid foods, yeah, that's right out the window.
The notes I'm taking in this program, let me tell you.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need me to tell you.
Oh.
You can figure it out yourself real quick.
Okay, well, at least I'm prepared.
That won't be a problem. We'll go to the phone, 803-0930. I mean, do you use them? Does someone you know use them? Michelle is calling in from Lewiston. Michelle, how's it going this morning?
Good morning. So my children are very far apart, 32, 23, 12. And I used cloth and disposable with all three of them. Not as long with my youngest because it was too hard to get a diaper service where I actually live. Is it going to save you a lot of money? Probably not. Is it much better for your child? Most definitely. You're saying, well, you know, they pee a little and it's like you get you a little time. True. But that's always, you know, chafing and all that. My children's bums were always much healthier when we used the cloth than with the disposable. We didn't run into allergic reactions, yeast infections, diaper rash nearly as much. Little inconvenient, but they have these little covers that go over them, so you don't normally get too much of the seeping through and stuff like that. Usually we used them mostly when we were at the house or at my business because we were able to have a nursery at my business. I'm very fortunate for that. When we were out, we would throw a disposable on. If you can do it, I highly recommend it, at least for the first 6-8 months, because it is so much better for the little bums.
Michelle, how many cloth diapers did you have to have on hand at a time? You know, I mean, considering that some are in the wash, how many would you buy to prepare to have a cloth diaper system?
Well, with my first two, I was able to use a service. So they always just dropped off like this huge basket of them every week, and you just threw them in a bag and gave them back to them. I mean, you just had to rinse them off if they pooped in them. Then with my youngest, we did buy them. And I tried to have like 25 or 30 on hand just because you want to be able to, you know, have enough for at least 2 or 3 days so that you're not doing wash constantly. But with a baby, you're going to be doing wash constantly.
Yeah, I know that. Michelle, thank you for the call. And that would be like a lot of things. I guess it depends on what you want to use as the baseline. To me, that's a change you make if you have to. But I don't start at cloth diapers with the baseline. You know, my kids haven't had problems with cloth diapers. You know, there's nothing to compare it to.
Right.
But they're, you know, we haven't run into any of these issues that she's listing right there. If you did, maybe then you'd be considering a switch a little bit more. I don't know. But I'm kind of starting at the standard, starting with, you know, the stuff everyone uses. Well, I shouldn't say the stuff everyone uses.
And this is how close-minded I am, right? I'm thinking, okay, you're either all cloth diapers or all disposable. She brought up a good point, right? Hey, when we're in the situation that you described, yeah, we have the disposable diapers.
Yeah, that
I
is.
Mean, that obviously, I don't know, I didn't even think of it that way. I'm thinking all or one, right?
Yeah, I that is true at the same time.
But let me tell you, all the texts, the calls, I am not switching. I am 100% into disposable diapers. That is what we will be using at the Beamer house.
Yeah. Which ones is the...
I got to take notes.
I mean,
I didn't know there. I was like you. I didn't know there was any difference. Oh, these are cheap. No. Here we go.
No, yeah, you get what you pay for. You get what you pay for, 100%.
But are all the name brands good?
No. I mean, to varying degrees.
Okay.
To varying degrees, they're, you know, but they are a step above, I would say. The no-name brand diapers, you can know it as soon as you grab it out of, you know, wherever you're. I mean, you just...
You already know your purchase was bad?
Well, I wouldn't buy them. Like, that's it. You start with, you know, people give you a bunch of diapers at first, and it's great. But then if you're like me, and you kind of start to realize, like, the non-name brand diapers are typically the ones that kind of get handed off. You know what I mean? Like, if, you know, people are giving you, like, oh, wow, like, thank you. And you got, like, five packs of, you know, generic diapers. Like, maybe there's a reason for it. Like, I didn't actually buy these. We just had them extra laying around, you know, from our kids. You know, well, there's a reason they're extra.
Yeah.
They didn't need to be extra. They were extra by choice. And now they're yours to pass on to the next person, like, minus one pack or something like that. I don't know. There's definitely a difference. You know, people were saying the, you know, cheapest Loves are pretty good. I would agree with that. They're harder to find for me now than they used to be. But, like, they're still... I don't know. There's still a step above, like, generic. The generic diaper, I don't know, like, what they're doing differently. Because I'm like you, Joe. I'll buy the generic everything.
Yeah.
Like, I am not a name brand person at all. But then there's, like, some things. Like, there's certain things you could tell are different. Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
Cheez-Its are different than the, you know, generic Cheez-It. They are. You can tell me anything you want. The ingredients might be the same. The oven's a different temperature. I don't know what the difference is. There's a little bit of a difference there.
And Triscuits, if we're going the food route.
Triscuits is another one?
Store, no offense. Generic Triscuits, not as good. The Triscuits are worth the extra dollar.
Oreos, give me the generic one.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me the store brand Oreos. They're just, you dunk them in milk. They're pretty much just as good. I mean, they don't have all the fancy variations all the time. But they're just as good. Shampoo, whatever. Soap, I have my brand. Diapers, for whatever reason, they just can't figure it out be exactly the same as the better brand.
I got to get the list of no-nos. I'm asking for that after the show. The list of no-nos.
I mean, you were talking about, like, packing a bag. Because you're coming up soon here.
Yeah.
For, you know, going to the hospital. And that's always, like, a big thing. That's always a big thing. That the women worry about. You know, like, you got to have the bag ready. And I was, you know, when I packed my bag, Joe, for this one, when her water broke.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, well, all right, we got how long? 30 minutes here before we really have to go? I'll throw some things together here. She had her things packed. I think ended up using a fifth of what was in the bag.
Wow.
You know, for the second time in a row. Because you never end up using all this stuff. I don't know why. I mean, you walk in there like you're going on a week's vacation. You got, like, stuff just all over. I'm carrying it all around the hospital. The one thing you do need when you go in there, food. You need snacks.
This is what I've been told, the snacks. Okay.
That's the only thing you need because you're going to be hungry probably at weird hours. You want some snacks in a bag.
All right.
And there's no telling where... You know, when you're going to be able to get a break and go for your next meal, where that meal is going to come from. You don't know when the baby's going to come. You don't know when the cafeteria is going to be open or, you know, what's going to be open. And snacks is like the must-have in the hospital.
All right. I'm good at snacks. I am good at snacks.
I mean, just you can't bring enough in my mind.
All right.
Replace. Go take her bag that she already packed. Take half the stuff out of it, replace it with, like, boxes of Cheez-Its.
Without telling her?
Yeah. And then she'll open and she'll be like, what's going on? Trust me. I know what I'm doing here.
Brian said this is fine. I trust him. You said something interesting to me, though. Showering at the hospital. Because that never even crossed my mind. You said you'll take a shower.
Well, yeah. Like a normal person takes a shower.
Sometimes. You know, you go a day without a shower if you're busy. I mean, not when I come here, but
that's a what a thing to blow your mind with. Wait, You showered? Well, you're
also talking to the guy who, when I used to deliver pizzas and it would say deliver to room such and such at a hospital, I would call and say, can you come please pick that up? I don't like walking through hospitals. So the idea that I would get into a shower at a hospital, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a shower at any other place.
Yeah. Hospitals freak me out, man. That's my number, one of my main fears is having to walk through a hospital.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you better get used to it. I mean, like, you're going to be doing it. Like, no. Unless, are we going at home because you don't like hospitals?
No. I can, hey, just like when I had an ice skate step on my foot and I had to go to the emergency room, I can mentally prepare.
Okay. You know what's nice, though, and we saw this time around, like, no one's allowed in the hospital.
That's nice. That is nice.
And, you know, everyone, at least where I was and for the maternity area. And they did it. It's not, the rule is basically in place because everyone liked it so much. Like, that's what they found. Like, every other place in the hospital, it's basically back to normal.
Okay.
But in the, they kept, like, the one visitor rule. At least this was me a couple months ago. In the maternity ward because, like, all the parents loved it so much not having visitors. And I have to say, it was pretty awesome. Like, not having to schedule everybody out and have, like, you got time to rest.
Yeah.
Which, rest to be by yourself, to be just like the three of you in there. Like, it was very nice to have that. And it's like, you know, oh, don't get me wrong, it is nice to see everyone support. At the same time, I do want to take a nap.
Yeah, we'll see you when we get home. You can come then. Bring food.
You know, maybe, too, then. Like, okay. You know, and everyone wants to come when you're home. You got to, like, pump them. Well, visiting hours.
Yeah.
Like, here we go. Let's keep it to this, because you end up, you go to work, you come home, all of a sudden your home's full of people, the baby's sleeping. It's like, hang on, this one I should be sleeping, too.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone just
file out.
Yeah, chit-chatting around. I have to say, it was pretty nice.
Yeah. Hey, that's the good thing. You come to the building, you hit the call box. Hey, if it's the right time, okay, we'll let you in. If not, we'll see you later.
Yeah. On the text board, 803-0930, someone's saying, the last thing you're going to be thinking about is eating and taking a shower while your wife is having a baby. Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about after that, like, you don't have the baby. Here you go. See ya. Like, you don't leave the hospital right then, sir. So,
I like how they thought that you were eating while your wife's giving birth.
You're probably not doing that. You are correct.
Triscuits in one hand.
Yeah. Leg in the other. It doesn't work out that way. But yeah, there is a lot of time after where you might be a little bit hungry. And then someone else saying we need to have a YouTube channel, just a GoPro on your face during the whole experience.
No, we're good. We're good.
I could, you know what? I don't even need the whole experience. After hearing you, I just need you walking in the hospital, apparently.
Yeah.
That's just seeing what your face is like.
Mentally preparing. Yeah, I've never been a fan of hospitals, and there have been times where I've had to go visit people in the hospital or me myself twice in the emergency room for stitches. And let me tell you, I have this weird thing. I love the work they do. They do awesome work. The people in there save lives. Love them. But I just don't like walking through a hospital.
What a stance. Big fan. Big fan of the doctors.
Yeah. Great. Doctors, nurses, everyone in the hospital.
Brain surgeons. Great job.
Yes. Yes.
Great.
I'm glad you're there if I need you. I do not like walking through hospitals.
It was a bold stance. I know it's controversial, but I'm going to stand here and say the surgeons, I support them. Yeah.
I just want people to know where I stand, okay?
Before we go, Joe, Congress is looking into UFOs yet again. The Senate Armed Services Subcommittee holding a public hearing today on, what do they call them now? UAPs?
UAPs.
Instead of UFOs. Oh. That's what we all call them, but they call them unidentified anomalous phenomena.
Oh, okay.
They're just trying to change the name to get rid of the stigma, I guess, around UFO. Yeah. UFO, everyone thinks one thing in their mind. We're going to call them UAPs. We mean the same thing. It's the second hearing on the topic in the last 50 years. So they're going to have that today. Begins about a half hour from right now. They started, you know, posting some of these videos and files of what, you know, people in the military even like seen, like, oh, what's that? What do you... You believe there's UFOs whizzing around?
You just took the question right out of my mouth. I don't know if I believe that there are UFOs. I do believe that somewhere in the universe, there are other living beings. I do believe that it's more than just on Earth, right? I think each solar system, each galaxy probably has living beings. I'm not sure they've been here.
Yeah, I don't... You see some of these videos, and it's like, huh... I don't believe that they're aliens from another planet, but I kind of do believe that we might have a UFO problem.
Oh, yeah.
But like all man-made,
an unidentified flying object.
Yeah, there's things whizzing around here that, I mean, the balloon example, right? Yeah. Like, that wasn't even, you know, some crazy technology. It was a balloon.
Yeah.
You know, floating around here, and so, balloon. Like, I mean, if that can get by and go over the entire country, I kind of think that there might be some things that we got to take a look at.
What are those drones? I need people to point them out when they're right over my head.
I like that they're doing this out in the open, Joe, because you can be a UFO person and not an alien person.
Yes.
I'm a UAP person.
Okay. So you don't... No, but do you believe there's life elsewhere in the entire... universe?
I don't know. You know, you look at it that way, you're like, it seems likely, but I don't know.
It's endless.
Yeah, but like it's just perfect right here. Like, I mean, think about
it.
We're like, you know, 600 miles more away from the sun. None of it happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be exactly perfect.
But I'd like to believe that every galaxy within the universe, right? Or am I saying that right? Or is it the galaxy that's everything? Whatever.
No.
Has an Earth, right? Has a planet that is the perfect distance. But I don't know. This is just what goes on in my head. I don't know anything. Maybe I need to listen to George Norrie more.
Well, you'll have your chance right before we're back on the air tomorrow at 5. We'll be back, B-Maz and Beamer, tomorrow morning. You got David and Tom coming up after the news with Randy on WBEN.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.